In Iraq, Sunni insurgents have stepped up attacks aimed at disrupting this month's election for an interim national assembly. U.S. and Iraqi authorities have been predicting an increase in violence before the January 30th vote. Yesterday, five car bombs shook Baghdad, killing at least 26 people and injuring many more. Among those preparing for the increased violence are the American soldiers who make the daily supply runs from northern Kuwait into Iraq. NPR's Eric Westervelt has their story.
On this morning, Sergeant Cesar Feliciano's flak jacket is helping him fend off the Kuwaiti desert's pre-dawn cold. A native of Puerto Rico, Feliciano sits in the cab of his big military transport truck, idling near the Iraqi border. Feliciano's awaiting his first convoy trip into harm's way.
This is our first time. I don't know what to expect, so I'll be ready for anything.
Without saying a word, Feliciano pulls a crucifix on a chain out from underneath his flak jacket and gives the cross an admiring yet nervous smile. Confidence in his training mixes with fear of the unknown. Sergeant Feliciano says he hasn't told his pregnant wife Marisa back in Puerto Rico or his young daughter just what his new military job entails.
I don't tell my family about it, go to convoys. I told them I'm going to be in a safe place, so they don't worry about it.
But you're in harm's way every day. You're going into combat across driving these convoys into Iraq. You could be injured.
I know, and I hope nothing happened.
Known as the Iraqi Express, this 28-truck convoy leaves daily from northern Kuwait to a base just north of Baghdad. It's a four-day, 1,200-mile round-trip journey. They deliver just about everything the 150,000 U.S. soldiers in Iraq need, from spare parts to ammunition. Staff Sergeant Jeff Drusham, who's part of the convoy's combat escort team, shouts rock and roll into the morning darkness. The 42-year-old is psyching himself up on cigarettes and coffee, playfully mocking his enemy's aim.
IEDs, mortars, RPGs, small arms. How'd you can't shoot and how'd you can't surf? So, I mean, we're lucky, and we've been very lucky in the fact that we haven't lost anybody yet, and, God willing, we'll all make it back.
Back home, civilian Jeff Drusha works for the Ohio Department of Transportation. He's now winding up a year-long deployment with the Ohio National Guard's 1486 Transportation Company. They've been running convoys into Iraq for the last 11 months.
It's all fun and games, but once you go north, you got to put your game face on. You got to be ready to go. You know, pay attention and just got to stay aware. Yeah, it's a mental challenge.
Soldiers such as Sergeant Jeremy Figueroa are learning the ins and outs of the mission from the seasoned convoy soldiers like Sergeant Drusha. It's a process of on-the-job training the military calls left seat, right seat ride. Figueroa was called back to duty from the Individual Ready Reserve, a seldom-used pool of reservists who haven't been tapped this heavily since the 1991 Gulf War. In civilian life, Figueroa drives a truck for a living, but he knows his first convoy here will be nothing like hauling goods on U.S. highways.
I'm concerned about my soldiers. Make sure they do the right thing. Hope they come out of here alive and not get hurt. First time out there. Yeah, if you're not nervous, then something's wrong with you.
U.S. officials say all military-wheeled vehicles that cross into Iraq now have some level of additional armor protection, either from add-on kits or welded-on steel plates attached to the doors and backside of the cab. Soldiers call that Haji armor, hillbilly armor, or Mad Max armor. That extra steel, along with the soldiers' body armor, provide their main protection against the attacks common on Iraqi supply routes. 24-year-old Army Specialist Mark Christian from Tennessee has been making these convoy runs for the last 10 months.
More or less what you see, that's all we have.
What about underneath the carriage for improvised explosive devices? You got any protection for that?
No, just like I say, just around the doors, behind the cab, that's pretty much it.
In an outdoor desert shop near the Iraq border, U.S. soldiers are working 24-7 in 12-hour shifts to cut and shape the add-on armor from big slabs of steel. But soldiers know that while armor can save a life, it's also limited protection. Insurgents are finding new ways to build bigger, more potent car and roadside bombs. One insurgent bomb recently tossed a 30-ton Bradley fighting vehicle into the air. All seven soldiers inside were killed. Brigadier General James Milano is a senior official with the Coalition Forces Land Component Command. which oversees the equipping and support of U.S. forces deploying from Kuwait to Iraq.
There's just a lot more sophistication and lethality to the IEDs, and they get increasingly sophisticated and increasingly lethal. Packing as much explosives as they possibly can and doing as much damage as they can, to the point where, yes, you've had a couple of Bradleys destroyed by some incredibly powerful improvised explosive devices.
This time, the Iraqi Express convoy made the four-day round-trip journey unharmed, not even a flat tire. Now the soldiers get a day of maintenance and crew rest, then they'll gear up at dawn and make the trek into Iraq all over again. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
Photos from Eric's story are at npr.org.